Welcome to Dental All-Stars. I'm Alex Nottingham, founder and CEO of All-Star Dental Academy. And we can put in quotations, visionary. We'll see what that's all about today. And with me is Shelley Van Epps, our integrator. What is that? She's also our VP of Business Development and Growth and Operations. You do like a lot of things here at All-Star, running a company here. And this is part of a collection of interviews that we're talking about practice growth in preparation for our live event coming in a few months. And that is our Practice Growth Summit. And we'll have some information about that. We'll talk about that as well on our talk. So welcome, Shelley.
Thank you. I'm excited. Finally, my turn. We've had a lot of great speakers coming up for the Practice Growth Summit. I'm so excited. It's been fun to listen to everybody.
So we're talking about rocket fuel as our topic today. And we didn't coin it. This was coined by Gino Wickman and his library of books on traction. He's the former visionary and CEO of EOS, Global Operating System. That's the EOS. And then their company, EOS Global, is what it's called.
Yes.
Entrepreneurial Operating System. Okay. And we had a great chance to interview their newer visionary, Peyton. And we can put a link to that interview. We're look to have him back on. But Gino still runs the business and the company, but kind of built this program. We'll talk about what that means. So rocket fuel, the whole concept of this and what we're talking about is when you have the visionary and integrator, two somewhat different people, and the right combination, you have rocket fuel where you can send a rocket into space, but you can also blow up the ship too if you get the imbalance wrong. Right, Shelley?
Yes, absolutely.
And we were joking today because we get along too much. And I joked in one of our meetings, I said, you're irritating me a little bit today. And I think that's like, and you're like, what? And I'm like, it's a good thing because you want a little bit of that and I irritate you. And that's the whole point of it for that rocket fuel. Opposites attract, things like this, the type of mentality. So, all right, Shelley, let's do it this way because what we're going to do in our discussion in the podcast, I guess I'll start with our story, the story of how this all became. And then we'll talk about what we learned and what we've been doing with All-Star Dental Academy as a result of it.
Absolutely.
So one of my, even going back further, and a lot of you will resonate that with this when you're listening. It's funny. I give dentists a lot of feedback about, well, if you have the wrong person on your team, you should let them go. And I still believe in that. I talk about that in our five steps to an all-star practice. We only let go if they don't support your vision, right? And they're just not the right fit. We try to keep people if we can and provide a lot of training, which we do at All-Star Dental Academy. And I had a team member that a couple years ago, maybe I'm feeling it's longer, a little bit more than a year ago. And they, you know, they wanted more money. And that's fine, but I didn't feel it was appropriate for the level of input. And it felt like it was more of a job, this person. I'm paying for a position. I want people to love to be here. That is their company. That was my vision. And when I have to eat my own words and face a situation that I consult on and coach on, the difficult situation, where is this the right person? And then you were working for us for several months as one of our top coaches, and we were doing a podcast. And I said, wow, I'm so impressed with you, Shelley. You, just some background about you, former office manager for 2 decades.
Thanks for aging me, but right? Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you
did. I did three once and you go, whoa, I'm not that old.
No, I'm not three.
Okay.
It was about 22 years I was in the practice.
Yes. You were office manager and you were a coach for nearly 10 years doing both. And at some point you wanted to kind of branch off and only do that. And you were, again, one of our top coaches as well as still working at the office. And I said, Shelley, I don't know. I just did an interview with you. Something special about you. I don't know what it is. I want you to work for me. And after a lot of pushing. That's what I do. I'll keep bugging you until you say yes. Ask my wife. And so that's how I got my way. But anyways, you came on board. And that's where I let the other person go. And I didn't know why. I did just felt that you had something special. I think those that are listening, I love citing one of the interviews I did with Robin Reese, our hiring service director, about recruitment versus hiring, that you want to always be looking to recruit, which is bring people to your cause. And so, yes, you're a coach, but I felt that you could run our company, do something with the company, help grow the company, business development. That was the title because of your consultant background. Then about a few months later, one of our mastermind members gave me the book Traction. And that's where I open the book. And of course, I skim it first. I don't read it. And I go right to it. Then I read it after I got to the point. You know, I like to get to the point and then I went through it. And he talked about the visionary and integrator. That's Traction. Now, Rocket Fuel, the book, goes into more detail. And I'm an MBA, got my law degree. So I have a lot of academic experience and also running businesses and so on, working for Tony Robbins. Yeah, you know, check them off. I've seen all these things. What I loved about this framework is how simple it is. It's not new. And I would say the same thing for All-Star. Nothing we're teaching is new. It's just right to what needs to be worked on. It's refined. It's simple. It's easy to implement. And I really liked that concept. And there was something about personalities, and we do a lot with personality profiles and teachings like this. And it said, visionaries are like this. And I started going, visionary. You know, they have a little bit of ADD. They can't stay on point. They're all over the place. As Heather would say, it's like flying with the Riddler. And it was interesting from my perspective. I started reading these characteristics and I said, that's me. And sometimes I would feel bad about, because I'm like, why am I not like chill like everybody else? Why do I have all these ideas? And I'm all, you know, and I realized that was my superpower, and to embrace that and accept who I was. And that was very freeing. So I said, yes, I have a lot of business acumen and that could support the title of CEO, but I would say more, I'm a natural visionary and what that means, in terms of the characteristic. And what I'll propose to many of you is that you as dentists are the visionary seat of the business. So you don't have to be a natural visionary, but you're still visionary characteristics to hone. Okay. Then almost done with the story, but it's very important. Then when I started sharing this with you, I said, Shelly, I'm a visionary and you're an integrator. You go, what's that? Right. And I started reading what it was. And what Peyton was saying from EOS is visionaries like to create the train and integrators like to make sure it stays on time. Right. And you're very talented, Shelly. You can do both things, but I know you get really irked if it's not running properly. Okay. So visionaries a little bit more aspirational. Integrators are very practical to get things done, mm-hmm. implement. Let me bring it to you. So I came to you, I said, read this book. This is going to be our new thing growing together. And you started to go through it and see the integrator and it aligned with you. And there was a little trick, a little thing about your family that you didn't even know until then. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So my sister had given me a book a while ago and said, you need to read this. And come to find out, it was an EOS book. And she said, you are part of this. This is you. And she is also an integrator for her company. And so my mom did the same type testing, integrator. And so I came by this naturally. Yeah, exactly. We all are integrators, evidently. So my poor dad telling him what to do all the time, but all three of us integrators.
Yeah. And I think it was this, it was very, what's the word? Serendipitous, you know, the timing and to mm-hmm. see. And I think, you know, us working together would have been great. It's just nice to know what's going on and with respect to that and to train around it. So that was a big insight for us, and it's really helped All-Star grow quite a bit as it relates to it, and to empower our leadership. And there are other things as well in EOS framework. And so what we've done at All-Star is we continue to evolve our training and to integrate, quote unquote, a lot of these systems, whether it's EOS, whether it's scaling up, and all the great business systems out there in the world. And Tony Robbins, my mentor, would always say, model the best. What are the best doing? And that's what we're gonna bring into All-Star. And me as leader and visionary, whatever, like, I have to take feedback too. I remember the thing I talk a lot about, what you taught me about Maxwell and about being a good firefighter, right? Instead of, you know, are you going to put out fires or are you going to make fires worse? So you have to listen to your team and make it empowering them. And I know dentists struggle a lot. This is all about rocket fuel. The end result is about leadership, right? And it's about implementation, which dentists struggle a lot with. That's the issue. And we it was funny. Once we started talking about it, our clients are like, I'm having those same issues too.
Yeah.
Right?
As a coach, I have these conversations with doctors all the time. And I say, you are working as the visionary and the integrator right now. You are, and Alex will explain at some point about the tactician as well, which is the person that's the hands-on getting things done. So as a doctor, you have to have the vision. You're the visionary. You're making up your practice, what you want it to look like. You're trying to make it happen. And on the side, you're trying to actually do some dentistry. And so it's so frustrating and you can burn out so quickly if you don't have a partner who can be your integrator, who can see your vision, understand your vision and say, go ahead, doctor, go get some dentistry done. I've got this and we'll make it actually happen. I didn't know that about myself until we read this book, that that's what I've been doing for the last 20 plus years. And it's true. It's just, it is what it is. I'm an integrator. It's like I can.
Well, I think often dentists and business owners just get lucky. There's a bit of luck. Mm-hmm. Well, and they, I mean, they're good people and they attract good talent and they get the talent and you get this amazing office manager. She does everything. And they happen to train, but there's sometimes a lack of intentionality. If you know what you're looking for, if you specifically train on that, you can be much more efficient. You can be much more purposeful. So now that we know who we are, like as you've been joking, I think I mentioned in the beginning, like I look for some irritation between us, some friction, because a little bit is good. And then to always continue to build the trust, check on each other and things like that. And I think that in dentistry, so I talk to dentists and they're like, wouldn't it be amazing if you could say the word of what you want and your, what you would call the office manager or team lead or whatever, they just get it done for you. And it's interesting you mentioned, and we'll talk, I'll just give you briefly what this protocol is. I kind of adapted it from eMyth and from Scaling Up and others that we're going to talk about at the Practice Growth Summit. And we'll talk about some of the things that are rocket fuel-esque at the event towards the end of this talk, is you have three levels of implementation. You have a tactician, that's a dentist, hygienist. I mean, it's someone who does the job. And you need tacticians. You make money off tacticians. The best, Tony Robbins would call himself a tactician, an artist. The next level are the implementers. Those are people, if you give a specific task, they will do it through completion with some level of complexity and proactivities. And then the highest level are the integrators. And I have different classifications or levels of those. And those are the ones that take a vision and put it into play. They run the business for you. You don't have to be micromanaging. And my caveat is, it's very rare to get a great integrator. And they can be cultivated if you have the right skills. But I think first it's you, the vision has to always come first. What are you looking to build? And then you recruit and you attract and you look and you could potentially build within your team integrators and implementers, but you need to pour into your team. You have to know what you want. You have to have the humility. And I think equally as important, dentists, is not just Because it's like, some are like, I just don't want to do this. I just want to do dentistry. Leave me alone. Right. And then the integrator will save me. Yes. But the integrators want to work for a great visionary. You know, they want to work for someone, doesn't have to be natural. So maybe many of you are much saner than I am, you know, in terms of more balanced, but you can embody still that visionary seat where you're the job is to motivate people, is to empower people, delegate, give them the tools, lead them from there, and then have the other people do the day-to-day and love to do it. I was just texted you and Cheyenne about how proud I am with all the great things that you're doing, running the company into what you guys like, and you're great at it. And that's where we want the team to do it. So we're not advocating a responsibility. We're empowering the team for that. So those are some of the things that we see. So let's talk a little bit more for a moment. Very important. I often say we get right into tactics, but what is, and you're out there coaching many, many offices. When it comes to leadership, implementation, and these skills that we're seeing, what's the problem that's happening? What are you hearing? What are you seeing? Where are they getting stuck?
Yeah, I think it's not knowing if a team member is capable of acting. So having some fear of letting go, that tends to hold a lot of doctors hostage. And then also team members not feeling empowered to actually take action. And so a lot of times, and I've learned this with you and I've shared this with you, you'll come up with so many ideas. And if you read the book, you'll see how many of the visionaries' ideas are actually implementable. They're the good ideas.
That's a nice way of saying it.
Yes, they have so many different ideas that you have to wait. And an integrator, a true integrator, just hears an idea. They're like, yeah, that's a good one. I'm going to get it done. And if the doctor or the visionary comes in and changes it, and then they say, no, we're not going to do that, you're going to have some, if they don't understand this relationship and how it works and how it can be really powerful, they'll get frustrated and they'll just step back and they'll say, never mind, I'm not going to do anything because I'm doing it wrong. They don't like to do things wrong. And so they'll, out of fear of failure, choose to not do anything. Or if they feel like they're going to step on somebody's toes, they may not step in. So I would challenge you, if you feel like you have that person on your team and you're like, they're just not stepping in and doing this, make sure you've set clear expectations. Make sure you've given them free rein and in front of other team members saying, hey, Shelley, I would love for you to make this happen. Now they can bring and embody the rest of the team, have them be part of it. They can help. You know, it's not this, oh, who does Shelley think she is kind of scenario. It's no, this is what the task at hand is. I'm empowering. I'm bringing all my tools, all of my people together, all my resources, and we're going to make this happen. The integrator does not have to be the one that makes it happen. They come up with the strategy, the plan to make the vision, the big picture actually happen at the end of the day, at the end of the year. So, yeah.
I think it's very important to create the proper environment that this can occur. Mm-hmm. I think the environment, we say culture, and then you break down the environment. That's the dentist having the training and coaching and the sanity to put this together. Because most dentists are not natural visionaries. They're typically great artists, and they still have to be producers, technicians, but they got to fill that role. And it just takes, they're not taught that in dental school, and it takes ongoing support and training with respect to that. And then the implementation team, which are the implementers and integrators, those, again, cultivating within, finding, attracting. We spoke to one of our offices that, was it integrator? I mean, we were talking about hygiene that came in. That was one, but I mean, great leader, but how, let's just use the hygiene example we're talking about with our mastermind, even though not integrator per se, this person, because hygiene's hard to find, this office within a week used some of our hiring tips that we teach, because we help do the hiring for you, but we also teach how to do it. They did it. And they, when the hygienist came in, they go, wow, look at this office, what you stand for, what you believe, I'm behind it. I was saying to you today, I was like, I am just so tickled because watching All Star, it's not about me. and seeing you guys just run with it. Like, that's what I just, the experiment is working. And that's what dentists crave too, because dentists are business people. They would love that. I joke with every doctor I talk to, and I keep saying this, and they just go, that's what I want. I want a practice I can come into. It's a boring practice. I come in, I do what I love to do. I make a difference in people's lives. I get paid well. My team is happy. And I have a good work-life balance. Mm-hmm. Anything else? No, I like that. Right? No drama. And so that's what it's about. Now, that doesn't, you see the great athletes and performers and great coaches like yourself, great speakers like yourself and Eric and others, and Heather too, great speaker, and you go, and great at phones, and you say, how are they so natural at that? It took a lot of practice. Mm-hmm. You have no idea how that happens. And so what we're saying, we're giving you the vision of how to be a better visionary integrator, how to create rocket fuel in your practice. But it doesn't, it's not easy. It's simple. I like simple, but then you have to do the work. You have to continue to develop your team, make those investments that may make you uncomfortable. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And I just wanted to say, I think one of the our mastermind doctors had said, what do you do? How do you get somebody in your position? And I said, continue to challenge them, continue to pour into them. If I had not been challenged the way that I was for so long, I probably wouldn't have stayed in dentistry as long as I did. It wasn't just the tasks. It wasn't the things that were coming up. The doctor I worked for, I was very blessed. He poured into me. He allowed me to be able to grow, to coach while working in the practice, knew what my passion was and wanted me to succeed in that. And part of that was caring for his patients, obviously. That was one of my big passions, and it has been something that I'm still passionate about, is changing the lives of different patients. And we do that now through All-Star, being able to help all of these teams to be able to get their verbiage down, get their systems down, have their practices run smoothly so that the patient gets the best experience possible. That's what we're about. And that's what we want to be able to do as All-Star. But part of that is empowering the teams. And so keep pouring into your team members, get them on board, show them your vision, show them what you want to have done, and let them run with it. If they're on board and they see the vision and they're behind it, they know your core values, what your expectations are. As long as they stay in those core values and those expectations, let the power happen. You will be shocked at what your team will come up with. I can almost guarantee it.
Yeah. It's a very interesting dynamic perspective in terms of where they start. You know, you have to kind of get past yourself a little bit and some of your limiting beliefs, or not even just even, well, that could be, it's always behind it. But in terms of kind of the how you way you do things, right? And be open to new perspectives. The best, again, we're going to model the best coach, right? And I created those five steps to an All-Star practice. And one of them is coaching. Well, two of them, one of them is training, constantly training, and one of them is coaching. And the best of the best are always doing that. They come to All-Star and say, I'm going to train. I love your vision of 20 minutes a week and keep training, and I want you to coach me. Assign a coach that is going to coach me. And our coaching is what we call self-funding coaching. It pays for itself within 90 days, and then it continues to pay. That's our philosophy. Our philosophy is a long-term success. And as you know, Shelley, we're always bringing on and training new coaches because this philosophy works. The systems works, and every coach is trained how to self-fund. Okay. And what's important, the reason I mentioned that, is then the coach starts working with you on leadership as well. And so what I like to talk about is some of the things that we have at All-Star and have put together and have improved and upgraded to embody rocket fuel to be able to help dentists accomplish this. So that's starting with our coaching program. It's always been self-funding, but we've also been continuing to train and expose and to encourage our coaches to work with some of this technology and work with dentists on leadership and focusing on this paradigm, because they hear this all the time, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to keep preaching what we do, right? We're not going to teach you things that we don't do, right? From the top, we're visionaries and we're integrators, and this is how we're getting things done. And we then want to see that work in dental offices, and we do see it, and we repeat it over and over again. Mm-hmm. So whether it's All Star Dental Academy or somebody else, you need to be working with a coach. You need to be training, okay? And there's some great consultants out there. I mean, we certainly recommend our product, but we work with other consultants and coaches. And for those consultants and coaches that are listening, we even have all of the discounts of membership with All-Star. If you work with an outside consultant or coach or coaching company, you get those discounts even at All-Star. Because we prefer you, it would be great with us, but as long as you're working with a coach, we believe so much in coaching, even an outside coach will get the gravitas or, you know, in dentistry, you know, when you have another dentist, like family member comes, what do they call that? What do we call that in dentistry where it's a courtesy, or is that what we call it? A courtesy?
I would call it a courtesy.
Yeah. Like my dad's a dentist. So whenever I go to a specialist or something, well, it was free or something like that. Or it was less expensive.
Family courtesy. That's what we always started it as.
There's a courtesy that, you know, that you get. There's another word for it, but we'll go with courtesy just because you're in dentistry. So when you're working with a consultant or coach, we support that. Okay. So just let us know about anything that you like at All-Star, you get taken care of by that. Just wanted to mention because we believe it's so important you're working with a consultant and coach. And then the other area to highlight is this Practice Growth Summit. We do this every year. We're all around the country. This upcoming iteration is going to be in South Florida. And what are the dates? May what?
The intensives are May 16th. Okay. And then the actual summit is May 17th, 18th. And then we have a Life Mastery intensive on Sunday, the 19th.
Okay.
Long event.
Yes, allstardentalevents.com. You don't have to go to all of them. The main session, you have intensives. So I want to focus on this discussion is, so in the main, let's do main session first. So main sessions are 2 days, and you and I will be leading off talking about rocket fuel, talking about implementation. What we say, vision, what was our official title at the moment until we change it?
The official is, hold on, now I got to look over here and see it.
Yeah, I'm not prepared.
Rocket fuel, the power of vision put into action.
Okay, so we do talk about rocket fuel, right? So we're going to be going a little deeper into some of these discussions, open to questions as well, leading off with that. And there's going to be some great talks about case acceptance, about hiring, about bonus systems. We're going to have some great guest lecturers like Rachel Wall, Dr. Paul Etchinson, Dr. Todd Snyder, and many others that are joining. So the whole idea of Practice Growth is that every year we bring some of the best speakers on the subject of how can we grow personally and how can we improve our business. And so that's going to be the main event, allstardentalevents.com. You can check it out. Depending on when this drops, this podcast, we still have a few early bird tickets left. We're nearly sold out. I mean, I know that we have about 20 before they spots before they say fire code. We can't do it. So we'll pack them in nice. Still a nice size event where you can still interact. Not overly big, not overly small, just right. Now, there is an event that you are leading the day before that's leadership. It's called leadership, and there's two tracks. One with our president of coaching, which is for visionaries. I'll be in there as well. We're going to be working on our leadership skills as a visionary. And then for the implementers, integrators, team leads, team leadership, that's led by you. So since I have you on, what is that? Who should come? Okay. Yeah. And why should they spend their hard-earned money to fly themselves or drive themselves or walk themselves over to this and bring their team?
What inspired me and why I got so excited about this particular intensive is because it would have been amazing to have had somebody to help back 15 years ago to say, Shelly, this is how you balance the doctor and the team. This is how you are able to have a healthy relationship with both. You're not going to involve yourself in the dramas. This is how you avoid the dramas. This is how you can take the vision and actually make it happen. in helping to really align all of those actionary items together for the power of being able to implement for the practice. And so I'm so excited that you let me do this. And
I don't let you do anything. You just do it.
I don't allow anything.
It was funny. I was talking to you this morning.
I got a room and you let me put it out. We were able to put it out there and we've got all these people coming and I'm so excited to work with all these office managers and team leaders because that you're going to cut that out with me.
Oh yeah. This is morning. You're like, cause one of our VPs was like, that wanted to do it a different way. He says, you know what? And you do it so delicately. Yeah. I had to override him. So,
Tom, help with this.
Yeah, well, I make it smart. I don't like being overwritten, so I just do what you say, so I don't have to. No, but however it came out, it was a great idea, and you're doing it, and it's already time is recording.
We have a really full room. It's going to be amazing. I'm so excited, and I know a lot of these office managers and team members who are going to be in there, and the power, we're going to have Cheyenne and Larissa in there with
me. Other integrators,
Other integrators, other coaches, and people who have been in the office manager position, being able to feed from one another, learning how it's an intensive. So we're going to practice some of the skills. You know, how do you have a difficult conversation with a team member without causing conflict as far as, or having things blow up in your face, where you're both going into this conversation in an approach where you're trying to come up with a solution that's best for ultimately the practice. One of you may have to cave on your opinion behind it, but ultimately, what is the vision of the practice? Which direction do we need to go? This direction or that? Blame a system, don't blame a person. All of the different things that are so, so important as a leader within the practice. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. If your integrator is wanting to come, please have them reach out.
Or implementer.
Or implementer. Now, or if you have somebody that you think should
be. Because I would say 10% or less, no, I have an integrator, let me send them. Most people are going to say, I have a team lead or somebody I think that could be a team lead. So they don't have to be a high level integrator because we have to, you know, sometimes people always want the unicorn and we will get there. We will develop them. But let me tell you, I'll take a bunch of implementers and team leads are wonderful. And then eventually they will become, or you'll hire that or you'll attract that. That's fine. And while you wait, you get better as a visionary. And look, what a magical opportunity. Mm-hmm. You can come minimum. Well, there are multiple ways this can happen. You, dentist, you come. And you come to the visionary training with Eric, our president of coaching, one of the best speakers in dentistry. He's phenomenal, phenomenal. And then we have our class 3, level 3 integrator, Shelley, who runs All-Star Dental Academy, multitude of talent, top coach. She's leading the team lead section. So you can come alone, dentist. You can send your team, one of your team leaders, potential team leaders, to work with Shelley. You both could come. You could also bring, I would say most of our doctors are, we have different flavors. We have some that just send one person, you know, a leader. Right. The doctors just may come. Sometimes your entire team comes. Now, you don't have to bring your entire team to the intensive day before. They can come the second and third day, which are the main session. But I'll tell you, man, if you're leading your business, dentist, and you want to take and really embody leadership in that visionary spot, you get yourself to the visionary, the doctor leadership program, the all-day intensive with other doctors doing this. If you are, you have people that are leaders, and you're cultivating or improving their leadership, you pour into them, you get to them there. And I'm really, and I'll get to you, Shell, with this. I'm just pleading to you, dentist. This is my job to bash you over the head. Shelly's much more patient about it, but just so you know, because my dad's a dentist and I had to beat him over the head a few times with his business. If you know my story, taking his near bankruptcy business and doubling it. Okay. Part of it yelling at him, you know, in a nice way, but like, come on, we gotta do this. These are things that you put the DDS to the side a moment, dull dental stuff, no offense. You make it happen. you beg, cheat, steal. Don't cheat and steal, but you do what you can.
Don't do that.
You do what you can to get there. And it's worth it. These are opportunities that are worth it to get the best in business and personal growth, to get to work on leadership. I'm just saying, like, you know, they say you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. I know, but I'll make a big scene, you know, to try to get you guys to kind of like, wake up. This is great. Like, we love you to be there. So that's my kind of plea. The reason I say it is it's so needed. And what our president of coaching will often say, which is sad, is that often the ones that need it don't do it. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because we are already near sold out. So let me pay attention to this, guys. We are nearly sold out. And guess who's bought most of the tickets? 80 to 90% of tickets were sold within 2 weeks by our best doctors. And we're going to sell out. That's not a problem. But most of it are the ones that they know they do it. They don't need it. But they do it because that's why they're there, because they're always coaching, training. They're the ones that continue to be successful. They don't have drama. They continue to get better because they know. But anyone that is, like, whether you're doing great or you're struggling, you got to be paying attention to stuff and not get complacent. So that's my, I'll get off my platform for a moment and lectern and go to you, Shelley.
No, what was running through my head there for a moment was the thought that a lot of doctors get caught up on the leadership is for the quote unquote office manager or team leader. And we actually have a lot of hygienists who help you run the practice. They are the base. They are the nucleus of your practice. They know your patients. They know your team. We may have an assistant who really helps drive the practice, who knows what the vision is and is making that happen. They don't have quote unquote the authority to make decisions, but they really are a leader within your practice without a title. A leader is not by title. This is on the five levels of leadership. You can be a leader without having a title for it. You are leading and influencing other people, whether you know it or not, and you need the people who influence in a positive direction to have the power to be able to follow and implement on your vision. And so don't get stuck on they have to be the office manager, they have to be my team leader. There are plenty of other people within your team that could definitely benefit from this, and they may rise to the occasion, and all of a sudden your vision is going, it becomes a reality very quickly when you put the right person in the right seat.
I'm really glad you mentioned that, because you did a very provocative podcast, or it was a video. Your office manager is obsolete. It was a video.
Yeah, it was one of our podcasts.
Yeah, and it was an individual one. I'd love to talk to you more about that another time. Maybe you could do like the sequel with a face-to-face talk, because there's a lot of preconceived notions with office managers. And just because you're an office manager does not mean you're even a leader at all. Mm-hmm. It's often a title. From my father's practice, it was a great assistant that wanted to be promoted and got to a position where she was not helpful, really hurt the company because she wasn't designed for that and didn't have the proper training or personality. So you will find some amazing gems, whether it's hygiene or assisting or others, that may rise to the occasion of being your next implementer, integrator. You don't know, but title does not define what it is. And that's what I also like about EOS, is we focus on position or role, not title. Yeah, position, what is it?
It's accountability
versus accountability chart. But it's what you do, your role, not your position. Yes, that was what I meant. And like, again, that's why I say, when I say CEO, and you're like, because I want to change my title to visionary. She goes, I don't know, does visionary, and this is where you can email us and let me know what you think. You're like, does visionary sound a little bit too conceited? I'm the visionary. But visionary defines me more than CEO, chief executive officer. I do that. But, you know, it's I'm more, yes, I do that role, right? And founder and all that. But it's more like where I help the business, my role is creating visions, is upholding the vision. So, so that's interesting, kind of playing with these titles, playing with these roles, or playing with what resonates. Anyways, so this is that was a great nuance to see. And we can go on for hours and hours about this, right? We're going to talk more about it at the event. And what's cool also about events, it's not even the content. It's going to be in between sessions. During lunch, we all get to talk, ask questions, interact, mastermind. That's the fifth step to an all-star practice. And I have a book called The Mastermind Effect. I can put a link in there. And mastermind groups are great. We have one at All-Star. We also support visionary training and integrator training in the mastermind. But mastermind effect can happen also at events. When you are with other like-minded people, that effect of the multitude can really help as well. So you want to be touching all those five steps that I teach in our program. So we'll put the link, allstardentalevents.com. You can sign up for the main session. You can also sign up for any of our intensives. We have a leadership program. We have a phone skills boot camp, one all day of phone skills and communication skills as well. Yep. And then the final day is life mastery. We're working with a lead therapeutic coach on work-life balance. So many fun things that you can look at the allstardentalevents.com. You're in South Florida, beautiful, on the beach, private country club, great food and refreshments.
Iguanas and everywhere.
You and the iguanas. So we don't have those in Michigan. It's a lot of fun. And while you're there, enjoy yourself, enjoy your team, learn, allstardentalevents.com. Plus, if you have any questions, you can talk to Shelley about helping to kind of, if you're like, I don't know who should do what, she'll speak to you because she also runs that too. And as well. Thank you, Shelley Van Epps.
Thank
VP
you.
Of everything. Operator of All-Star Dental Academy. The best. Oh, my integrator, Rocket Fuel. Yay. And I gave you the allstardentalevents.com. Certainly like, subscribe, do all the fun stuff, comment, leave a nice review for our podcast, share with your friends. And until next time, go out there.
And be an all-star.
Be an all-star.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Dental All-Stars. Visit us online at allstardentalacademy.com.